there.
Not quite. That's his first foul for Bad Axe, Austin Trammell. And Bad Axe's third of the second half. At the line shooting two is number two, Cody Oren. He's 4 for 4 from the free throw line so far and 16 points. And the first one's up and good. Another substitution for Bad Axe. This time is number 33, Brandon Messing, gaining the work of things as he replaces Will Sutton. Israelson sits down as well. Out the court there for Cass City right now is number 12, Cody Ross. Number 22, Dickinson. Shooting the free throw right now is Orbins, and that's good. Number 11, Jacob Perry. And number 4, Hartwick. As Trammell takes the three from the right corner for Bad Axe, and that one's good. His second three of the third quarter. It's now 48-33, Cass City by 15. And Cass City gets called with an over and back. Dickinson tried to save it from going out of bounds, threw it into the backcourt, and that's a turnover for Cass City.
Bad Axe really has to make a run right now if they're going to have a chance. Right now they're down by 15 points, and they're going to have to erase at least six of those right now.
On the court for Bad Axe, Canarian, Trammell, Braden, number 33, Messing, and 25, Tyler Labor. 2:25 left in the third quarter. It's 48-33, Cass City by 15 over Bad Axe. Braden, top of the key, being guarded by Orban, dribbles over to the right wing, back into the down into the paint, kicks it out to Trammell, dribbling over to the right wing, resets the offense with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Braden gets the handoff. Passes out to Messing for the three from the right wing. No good. Rebound, Cass City. Schenk passes it up to number 12, Cody Ross. And we have a disco night traveling. And it's Bad Axe ball, 90 feet from their own hoop.
1:53 to go. The Hatchets have to start making their move.
Here comes Trammell up the court. 1:50 to play in the third quarter. Over to Braden on the left wing. Dribbling in. Kicks it up to Canarian, who has three fouls, takes a three from the left wing. This one's off the mark. Rebound to Cass City. Schenk. Hartwick now acting as point guard. Down to the baseline is number 11, Perry. Kicks it back out for the three from the left wing to Hartwick. This one's no good. Rebound to Trammell of Bad Axe. Trying to get a little transition going. Kicks it up to Canarian. He goes up to catch it, and he's fouled by a maroon jersey. Fouls on number 2, Cody Orban, his second of the night. Cass City's fifth. So it's going to be Bad Axe ball on the side. With 1:23 left in the third quarter, 48-33, Cass City by 15. Bad Axe feeds it into the paint, and they have to retreat. That's Tyler Labor. Out to Trammell, top of the key. Canarian now dribbles into the right elbow, takes the jump shot. This one bounces around, and it's good. James Canarian with his first points of the second half. He now has 8, cuts the lead to 13. And it's out of bounds, nearly picked off by Bad Axe. Cassidy ball right in front of our studio set, whatever you'd like to call it here. Bruin ball at midcourt. Left to right across the radio are the Red Hawks. 59.7 seconds left in the third quarter. It's Cassidy 48, Bad Axe 35. Tyler Labor sits down for Bad Axe. Cass City passes it into Perry. Orban for three from the right wing. This one's off the mark a little bit. Still loose ball, and Orban brings in his own rebound on the three. Over to Israelson from the right post. He's up for the little layup, and this one's good. Israelson now with 7 points in this third quarter alone. He has 13. 40 seconds left in the third. It's a 15-point game. One more time as Bailey Heinz kicks one up for Bad Axe for the three. No good. Rebound, Cass City. Orban slowing things down now. Right at midcourt, passes over to the left wing. Orban takes the three from the top of the key, and this one's good. Orban is just absolutely firing on all cylinders right now.
He's putting on a clinic.
He has 21 points on the night of Cass City's 53, 18-point differential. 5 seconds left in the third quarter. Bad Axe trying to go for one last shot here. Canarian for three from the corner, and he stepped out of bounds with 2.6 seconds left. Another turnover for the Hatchets, and Cass City gets the ball back. One more chance, trying to make this almost a 20-point game.
I think they're going to go for a last shot on this one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a safe bet.
2.6.
Cass City passes this one in. And they kick it up the court. And they say the shot is too late. Orban for three, no good. And we have three quarters in the books already in Bad Axe. It's Cass City 53, Bad Axe 35. You're tuned to WLEW. Fourth quarter action coming up right after this.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly, though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie-cutter compatible. And if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game's done.
Cass City absolutely putting on a clinic here in the, with three quarters through one quarter to play here in Bad Axe, leading by 18 over the Bad Axe Hatchets, 53-35.
You know, Hatchets were shooting 27% in that quarter, and with the turnovers, it's just not going to cut it.
Orban across the timeline, left to right across your radio, dribbles over to the left wing, picks up his dribble to the top of the key, and bounces off the foot of Cody Ross, and we have an over and back call. And Bad Axe will try and get first blood here in the fourth quarter. Trailing by 18 points with 7:49 left in the fourth quarter are the Bad Axe Hatchets.
They have X amount of possessions left to them, and they have to make each one count at this point in time.
Tanner Krug passes it up to Braden, over to Canarian on the right wing. Puts up the right elbow jump shot is Krug. Goes short, out of bounds. Last touch by a maroon jersey, so it'll be Bad Axe ball underneath their own hoop on the left side of your radio.
Playing zone out of bounds, Cassidy is.
Flannery passes it into Braden in the left corner. He dribbles up to the left wing, over to Canary to the right wing, into the right corner, over to number 22, Flannery, one more time. And Krug turns and shoots with the ball, just in, and the free throw line extended. This one's no good. And here comes Cass City. And number 11, Jacob Perry takes the two on the battle of a 16-footer from the left corner up for good. And now the game is a 20-point game. Jacob Perry with the first two of the fourth. Canarian takes a three from the left wing. This one's no good. Here comes Orban of Cass City. Orban tonight has 21 points. Over to the left wing to Lucas Schenk. Israelson working off the left post, back up to Orban. Back into Israelson, trying to get a little post move going, back out to Orban, top of the key. This one's for three, and it's good. Cody Orban now with 24 points on the night, and Jim Quinn of Bad Axe calls another full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW. We'll be back after this.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted. Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using. And plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone. And I don't know how you are either.
I made a little bit of money.
.30 left in the fourth quarter. It's Cass City 58, Bad Axe 35, and Cass City comes out with the steal off the Bad Axe timeout. Orban over to number 11, Perry, dribbles across the court, over to number 5 in the right corner, Schenk dribbles right down the baseline, kicks it back out to Perry, over to Orban for three. This one's off the mark. That's a rarity tonight, as Bad Axe brings in the rebound, Flannery.